Okay, let's move on to the regular agenda.
Item 42, accept a grant in the amount of $45,000 from the Oregon Department of Transportation, Transportation Safety Division, and appropriate $30,000 for fiscal year 2013-14 for the 2014 Safety Belt Overtime Enforcement Grant for sworn personnel overtime.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure if you were still here. Come on in. Good morning.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah. Sorry, good afternoon. Go ahead, Todd.
Well, Mayor Hales, City Council, I'm Acting Lieutenant Todd Davis from the Traffic Division, and this is Sergeant Doug Gunderson from our motorcycle unit, who, by the way, appreciated the Chicago Cubs reference from Commissioner Novick. We have two grants before you today that we're both going to explain, and then we're going to ask that you accept. The first grant that's in front of you right now is our 2014 Seatbelt Enforcement and Education Grant from the Oregon Department of Transportation. City Council, this grant will be used throughout the year incrementally for overtime to enforce not only seatbelt violations. We're also encouraged by ODOT to also enforce speeding, texting, and child restraint violations with this grant. Mm. And this also allows us to participate in seatbelt campaigns in February, May, and September on a statewide basis. Last year, 1,414 citations were written behind this grant. And as I stated, it's not just an enforcement, it's an education grant. When people are stopped and cited for seatbelt violations, first-time violators are given an opportunity to take a two-hour seatbelt class. That class is put on at Emanuel Hospital by the trauma nurses and also officers from the traffic division. If they choose to take that class and complete it, their citations will be dismissed and no fine will be assessed to them. So this grant also allows us to have those officers teach that class, and it also allows our officers to participate in child car seat clinics throughout the year also. This grant, there's no indirect cost with this grant. It's billed to ODOT 100%, and there are no match time requirements with it.
Great. Sergeant, anything else to add?
I don't have anything to add for this grant.
And do we have anyone signed up to testify on these either of these two items?
On 42, we have Joe Walsh and Mark Hoffhines.
Okay. So, I'll let you two stand down. Thank you. And see if anyone wants to testify. Joe, do you want to testify on this traffic safety grant?
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We stand against this. We don't think it's a good idea to pay overtime to check seatbelts. That just doesn't ring in my brain right. Why would we get a grant from another agency, which is really tax money also, by the way? It's not free money. To go check people on their seatbelts. If you want to do it during regular patrol. Don't pay overtime for it. You're going to take $30,000 and pay overtime to a police officer to check people on their seatbelts? You know, I'm old enough to remember when Ralph Nader fought for this. He didn't envision paying cops overtime to write out tickets for people that didn't have their seatbelts on. Do it during regular hours. So we stand against this. This is ridiculous.
Okay. Anyone else?
Please don't. Mr. Hoffhines left, it looks
okay,
like.
Okay, so let's take a roll call on the first one.
We need Commissioner Fish back in the room.
Oh, you're right. Okay, then we're going to wait till he comes back, and we'll take up, we'll leave both items 42 and 43 on the table, and let's take up 44.
I haven't read the title for 43 yet.
Oh, you have to read 43? Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Accept and appropriate a grant in the amount of $15,000 from the Oregon Department of Transportation, Transportation Safety Division, for the 2014 Speed Multi-Unit Traffic Enforcement Grant Program for sworn personnel overtime.
Anything else about this, Todd? You want to talk about it? Yeah, come on.
Sergeant Gunderson's going to speak about this grant, sir.
Okay.
Thank you for the time, Mayor and Commissioners. Doug Gunderson with Portland Police. Before you is a grant from Oregon Department of Transportation in the amount of $15,000 that would be is being awarded to the City of Portland Police. With that $15,000 grant fund is a requirement that the city also provide 20% of that in match time or straight time, regular patrol time, just focused on the areas that have been that'll be mentioned here in the outline of the grant. There's no additional cost to the city or the police bureau. The match time is simply it will direct the traffic division to provide roughly 90 regular on-duty straight time enforcement hours during along the designated high crash roadways that are specifically addressed in this grant. If accepted, this ODOT speed grant will provide funding for the traffic division to staff another 230 hours of traffic law enforcement in the areas of Portland most affected by traffic crashes. The traffic division personnel administrative costs related to the use of this the grant funds can be credited toward the match time commitment, so those costs are included. In the end, there's no additional cost to the city, only a net gain of $15,000 paid to the police bureau for extra traffic enforcement. Last year, the city of Portland accepted the same grant, and through the use of that additional funding, nearly 1,000 enforcement contacts were made, 867 citations and 98 warnings were issued to violators, and most importantly, the number of crashes resulting in injury or death was reduced by 8% during the operational period of the grant compared to the crash statistics for the same period the year before, 2012. The objective for this grant is to provide the Oregon Department of Transportation funds for enhanced speed enforcement by the Portland Police Traffic Division at the top speed-involved crash locations, which was determined by data provided by ODOT within the city of Portland. The areas that are already designated for this enhanced enforcement are Southwest Barber Boulevard, Southeast Division Street, North and Northeast Lombard Streets, Southeast Powell Boulevard, Southeast Stark Street, and all of the freeways located within the city of Portland. This grant has some flexibility built into it on how those funds can be used, and while the focus is to address speeding motorists, the grant also allows overtime dollars for the enforcement of other laws, including the use of cell phones while driving, red light violations, following too closely, DUII, and other violations that contribute to traffic crashes. Additionally, in the event a significant increase in crash frequency is noted along any Portland roadway not already identified as a high crash location, that newly discovered area can be added to the designated roadway list where use of grant funds will be allowed to pay for additional traffic enforcement.
Well, you might want to respond just briefly to the concern about, you know, why would we spend state money on overtime? My summary of that, make sure I've got this correct, and that is these other public agencies, namely ODOT in this case, are paying us to do additional work. They're not willing to pay us to do what we were already going to do anyway. So either by adding duties or adding staff time through overtime, we provide that increment of additional enforcement. I think that's what they're buying, if you will, in this deal between the two agencies. Is that a fair way to characterize it?
That's exactly what is occurring. It's simply allowing the city to afford additional personnel hours out there on the streets of Portland, at least for this particular grant, in those areas that have already been designated as a high crash area, to have more officers out there for additional hours that were not already funded by the city.
And the city council, it's also, we're not just paying an officer to check seatbelts. And for both grants, we're paying for an officer to exclusively work these areas and work these violations, an officer that's not going to be called out to a traffic crash, an officer that's not going to spend 4 hours or 8 hours making a court appearance. This is for very focused enforcement. And obviously, a seatbelt grant is not is geared at saving lives. It's getting people to wear their seatbelt and reduce traffic fatalities.
Great, thank you. Other questions?
Yeah, I just have a question that's, since you're both experts on this, I thought I would ask. You mentioned Barber Boulevard. I live right off Barber Boulevard. I live really close to where there, in the last several weeks, there's been two fatalities. And if you go back a year, there's been three fatalities in the same little stretch. I'm just curious, I mean, I realize there's probably, I don't know, I'm just curious what your assessment is. Is it something that endemic to that stretch of Barber Boulevard, or is it just totally a random thing that three fatalities happen in this stretch?
I was out on two of those fatalities and three of the last four, and three of those involved very high speeds and impairment on drugs and or alcohol.
Three of them.
The other one where the lady crossed over and hit the city dump truck, we're not sure what precipitated that. We haven't got all the results back. I think part of it's an engineering concept. You know, I'm not jumping into the political waters about reducing that to two lanes and so forth, but I do have a meeting with ODOT tomorrow afternoon to talk about that specific location, and I'm going to suggest that they do some kind of traffic calming measures, and whether that's a raised, you know, like a Jersey barrier or a cable median or some additional guardrails at that location. Something is obviously definitely wrong, and I think beyond enforcement and these grants, we really need to look at it from an engineering standpoint.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. I appreciate that, and, you know, Mayor, with your permission, I'd love for the lieutenant to send me an email on how that meeting goes.
Yeah.
I'd be curious.
Okay. I've got actually a couple scheduled. Tomorrow's preliminary.
Okay, well, at some point,
a bigger one later this month with PBOT.
At some point, you wouldn't mind just sending me an email apprising me what's going on there.
I will.
Thanks.
Thank you. Other questions? Thank you both. Okay, let's take a roll call on the first one. What are you doing?
On 42. Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
I think that there's a lot of evidence showing that seatbelt laws save lives and laws without enforcement aren't much good. I also have to say that I once got a ticket for not wearing my seatbelt, and I'm pleased to have paid the ticket, and I've been much better since. Aye.
Hales.
Well, these kind of targeted enforcement efforts are making a difference. I think we all got the report about the New Year's Eve effort. It was very well done by the Traffic Division, a real focused and, I think, effective message and deterrent against foolish behavior. But we got a lot of work to do on this front. So, frankly, any help we can get from any quarter, including ODOT, is much appreciated. Let me just put three numbers on the table, 2, 16, and 35. There were two Portlanders who lost their lives last year by gunfire from a police officer. In both cases, they were committing what is often called suicide by cop. They were rushing at a police officer, in one case firing a shotgun, and unfortunately those officers had to fire their weapons, and those two people lost their lives. 16 people died in Portland from murder last year. We're happy that that's a significant decrease from historical levels, but it's still tragic. 35 people lost their lives on Portland streets last year. Vehicle to vehicle, vehicle to tree, vehicle to pedestrian, you know, all kinds of unfortunate combinations of motor vehicle speed, alcohol, bad judgment, one or another of those factors combined, and we lost 35 people. So the work that this division is doing is pretty important, and in the scheme of things, in terms of the risks to life and happiness for our citizens, traffic safety is a big problem. So we appreciate the work you do, and this grant will help. Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, second one, please.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. And the mayor of St. John's sends his regards.
Okay. All right. Item 44.
Authorize the Bureau of Transportation to issue a quitclaim deed, bill of sale, and two assignments to TriMet for two portions of the Willamette Shoreline Railroad right-of-way and related assets.
Commissioner Novick.
Are we going to stop here?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Let me make an announcement, and that is because the time that we're running out of here, we're going to hold the pulled items until the 2 p.m. agenda. So we'll conclude the morning session here with these two items, 44 and 45, and then return at 2 o'clock, including for the pulled items. Okay, please. Commissioner.
So let me see if I can get this right. The short version, I believe, is we meant to give TriMet some property several years ago. We didn't give them as much as we had planned to, and now we want to give them the rest of it. And the longer version is in June 1988, an intergovernmental consortium was formed to acquire the Jefferson Street Branch Rail Line, also known as the Willamette Shoreline Right-of-Way. The consortium consisted of the City of Portland, Metro, the City of Lake Oswego, Clackamas County, TriMet, and ODOT. The Willamette Shoreline right-of-way runs along the west side of the Willamette River from Portland to Lake Oswego. An acquisition was needed in order to preserve the rail line for possible future public transit use. In the same year, the City of Portland was designated to lead the consortium and acquired substantially all of the Willamette Shoreline right-of-way, related personal property, and appurtenant rights from Southern Pacific. In 2003, however, the consortium designated TriMet as right-of-way agent with the intention that TriMet replace the city as holder of the title for the right-of-way. The city intended to transfer all of the right-of-way to TriMet, but research by PBOT staff has indicated that two portions of the right-of-way, one in Multnomah County, one in Clackamas County, still remain in the name of the city. Research also indicated that related assets, such as trestles, signals, switches, fences, utility crossings, and lease interests located in the right-of-way also remain in the name of the city. So PBOT recommends that said right-of-way and related assets be transferred to TriMet to consolidate management and help the consortium function more efficiently. Did I get that right?
Yes, Commissioner. I'm Carl Ritter with the Bureau of Transportation, and yes, that's a beautiful summary. Essentially, this is something that PBOT thought we had done in 2005, and our research found a couple of pieces that were left out of the document in 2005, and so we're trying to finish the transfer to TriMet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Other questions? Anyone signed up?
I did not have a sign-up sheet for this.
Okay. Moves to second reading.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then the last item for this morning, 45.
Amend transportation policy, encroachments in the public right-of-way, based upon recommendations of encroachments in the public right-of-way work group.
So this is a highly technical matter. In 1982, the city adopted its first policy on encroachments. The 1982 guidance addressed sky bridges and arcaded structures, but provided only minimal guidance about at-grade encroachments by smaller objects such as newspaper boxes. So the 1982 guidance is referred to as our encroachments guidance, but actually there's other encroachment guidance related to these smaller items that exist separately. So basically we want to clarify that the guidance adopted in 1982 is the major encroachments guidance, separate from other more minor encroachment guidances. Do I have that right, Kurt?
Perfect.
Kurt, can you add anything to that?
I'm not sure there's much more to add. Kurt Krug with the City of Portland Office of Transportation. 1982, as a result of the sky structures around Pioneer Square, Bureau of Planning adopted the major encroachments in the right-of-way. We're doing a housekeeping item to reword this to major to adopt a new document that deals with more of our mundane day-to-day activities.
Yes, unfortunately, sky bridges have gone out of fashion in the meantime. So, good. Any questions? And this also, unless there's anyone signed up to testify.
I didn't have a sign-up sheet.
No one wants to testify on this. This moves to second reading. Thank you, Kurt. We are recessed until 2 p.m.
Oh, this is a resolution.
Was it?
Yes.
I thought it was an ordinance. I'm sorry. Well, we'll take it up at 2 o'clock and act on it. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Did